fourth verse talks about the little flock. Our little flock is down this morning for whatever reason. There's a verse that when I first heard it, it meant so much to me. It gave me such comfort. The Lord said, "Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom." That came to my heart and mind one time when I was so low, and it just lifted me up. John 10, what a blessed passage this is, blessed words from about our blessed Lord. Our shepherd, the Lord our shepherd, Jehovah Ra. That's who this is speaking of. Sheep love this. Sheep love to hear about the shepherd, his voice. They follow him. They feed on him. The Lord is speaking, begins speaking to the Pharisee. And he told this parable of the door and the shepherd and the porter. And he talks about thieves and robbers, verse 1. That any that he that entereth not by the door, the same as a thief and a robber. And verse 8 says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Verse 10 said, the thief comes to steal, to kill. You know, thieves and robbers everywhere, always have been. And when he was on earth, he aimed that at scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. Thought about all the thieves in politics today, all the thieves in religion. A thief is someone who takes what doesn't belong to him, belongs to someone else. Romans 11 says, of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. For anyone to take credit for and be proud of anything is to steal God's glory. It's to take credit from him and give it to themselves. God hates it. And he's going to bring it all down. Religion is the worst. It's so subtle. They do it in the name of God, pretending to give God the glory when they are taking it. All this talk about, you know, won't you accept Jesus? Here's what people think about election. And you've heard it. That imposter on the radio right before me, that false prophetess, she said it. And this is what they all say, because they don't believe that God elected a people before the foundation of the world. They don't believe that. And what they say is, God voted for you, the devil votes against you, you cast the deciding vote. They all say that, don't they? All right, who gets the glory there? Who is it that made the final decision? So who gets the credit for salvation? It's not even subtle, is it? Thieves do what they do subtly. But that's not even subtle. The Pope in Rome, he's not subtle. He's blatant in his stealing God's glory. He sits as God in the temple of God. That's not even subtle. Billy Graham is. That's subtle. Stealing God's glory. His biography, the title of it is, Just As I Am. He's a false prophet. Stands down front, people come to him. They're not coming to Christ, they're coming to see Billy Graham. Now, never mind all that. Okay, that's enough about thieves and robbers. There's so many of them, they're everywhere. They come to steal and kill. And they're robbers of God's glory, and they're killing souls. They're not saving souls, they're killing souls. kill himself. And then he talks about hirelings down in verse 12. Hireling, he's not the shepherd. He's a hireling. What is a hireling? Why does a hireling work? Money. It's all about money. Money. It's a job. They work for money. All right? Now let's just from here on out talk about the good shepherd. All right? First thing he said was that he's the door. Verse 7. He talked about those trying to enter in by any other way than the door is a thief and a robber. And he says the porter opens the door to the shepherd. And the sheep, he calls his sheep and leads them out. Christ said in verse 7, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep." That's the reason, you know, people, they abuse Revelation 3. It talks about Christ standing at the door. They don't understand that he is the door. And that was to the church, who is his temple. And he's the door. I am the door. I'm standing at the door. And he's knocking. And Christ comes to his church when they're meeting together to worship him. He's there. He's promised to be where two or three together. And in the gospel, you know, I'm here. He's not outside every single human being's door knocking, wanting them to let him in. No. No, this is Christ to the church said, "I'm here." He has to open our hearts, doesn't he? He has to open our ears. He has to open us to receive the word. And when we do, he comes, he sups with us. That's to the church. It's not talking about Christ wanting to save everybody standing outside. He said, "I am the door." See, compare scripture with scripture. I am the door. See, and the fact is, we're knocking on his door. He said to us, "Ask, you receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Christ. All that's concerning Christ. He said, "I'm the door." He's the only way. A door is a way in and out of. He said, "I am the door." All through here, the definite article, "the." The door. I am the shepherd. He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There is no other. I'm the door." Only way anybody's going to get in the fold, and that's the kingdom of God, heaven, is by Jesus Christ. And we're going to see how that he's the one that leads them out. They come by him. He's the door. He's the shepherd. He's the way. They follow him. He calls them, and he does it all. I'm the door. You know, sheepfold, I read this years ago. This was a blessing to me. I've studied sheep over the years, and I saw one time where that often shepherds, different shepherds all out in the fields would have a common fold. And they'd all bring all of their sheep into this fold, okay? And it was a temporary enclosure, and it didn't have a permanent door with a lock on it. And what would happen is it had an opening. But what would happen was the chief shepherd, the one in charge of all of them, he would lie down in the door at night. That the only way a wolf or anything could get to the sheep was by him. The only way any sheep could get out is had to go through him. And he's not going to let, if he's a good shepherd, he's not going to let either one of them happen. He's not going to let the wolf in. He's not going to let the sheep get out. That's a good type of Christ. That's a good picture of Christ. He said, "I am the door. I am the door." Now, I can only think of one other door, well, the temple, but the door of that ark. Door of that ark. My, what a picture of Christ that is. The Lord God shut them in. So, and he pitched the outside. So he said, I'm the door. Then he says in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. I am. First he said, I am the door. Now he says, I am the good shepherd. Listen to this. Isaiah 40, listen. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Listen. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Who's he talking about? The Lord God. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Now our Lord said, I am the good shepherd. Who is Jesus Christ? God. Oh, in this same chapter, they said, if you be the Christ, there was a division about him. Again, another division. They were all divided, all the time divided about who he was. Not to his disciples. There was no division, was there, John? There's no division between you and I about who Jesus Christ is, about who does the saving. There's no doubt. They said, how long do you make us to doubt? Oh, he's removed all doubt, hasn't he? Yeah, not to us. He's God. That's who he is. He's the Lord God. They say, I don't understand. How can he be God and be man? I don't know either, but he is. Well, how can he be the Father and be the Son? I don't know. And no man does. But he is. And anybody says differently, doesn't know him. Doesn't believe him. It's another gospel. Another gospel. It said, I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. Jehovah Raha. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. That's Jehovah, isn't it? Isn't it, Ed? Jehovah. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. We're Jehovah Witnesses. Not them. They don't believe. They believe he came into existence when he lived on this earth. That's blasphemy. That's another gospel. It's false. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the good shepherd. Now let's talk a little bit about how good he is. He's good in his person. He's good in his work. He's good at what he did. He's good in his person. He's holy. He's just. Holy means consecrated, dedicated, devoted to God completely, 100%. Everything he did. He said, the Father loved me because I always do those things that please him. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He's good. One time a man came to him and said, good master, says, why do you call me good? There's nothing good but God. That's right. In himself, by nature, he's the only good man that ever really lived. Christ in us makes us good people, but we don't have that goodness. He did inherit in him. Good in his person, holy, just. That's a wonderful thing. There's no justice on this earth. Not a just man. Oh, he was just. Oh, he was righteous. He is righteous. Right. Righteous just means right. Everything about him was right. Everything he said was right. Everything he did was right. Righteous in his person, his acts, his true. It's true. True. Believable. Honest. honest, the faithful witness. What he says is truth. He's good, isn't he? Good. God said, I'll make all my goodness pass before you. That's Christ. He's good. He's loving. Love. Behold, no man loved like this man. Love. Having loved his own, he loved him to the end. He never left anybody he loved. He never will. That's love. Love. 1 Corinthians 13, love. That's Christ. All through. You can substitute the word love with his name in 1 Corinthians 13. Love endureth all things. Never fail. Love. He's good in his person. He's merciful. Full of mercy. Now he's a good shepherd. Full of mercy. Kind. He treats all his people kind. In fact, the Lord is merciful to all his works. He's kind and gracious and good and giving to all people. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's compassionate. He's touched with the feeling of infirmities. Compassionate, tender, strong, mighty. How mighty, Sarah? Almighty, able to save. Man, I need a shepherd like that, don't you? We're going to talk about sheep here in a minute. But if you're a sheep, you know you need a good shepherd. He's good in his work. He's good. Say a man's good at his job. He's good at what he does. He's able to do what he set out to do. He's the good shepherd. Feeds, he leads, he guards, he guides, he watches, he defends, he saves. He saves every single sheep that was given to him. Not one. He said in his prayer in John 17, of all those thou hast given me, I have lost nothing. I've kept them. Not one. How many was he given? How many sheep was... He's called the great shepherd because he has so many, such a great fold to care for. But he saved every one of them. Luke 15. Look at Luke 15. He's a good shepherd. He's a great shepherd because of his ability to save every single sheep. And here's the lengths he goes to save them. Luke 15. Look at it. Luke 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. Is that you? Now listen to what he said. The Pharisees murmured. Scribes murmured. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. That made me laugh. He spake this parable unto them. Okay. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Now that's a good shepherd. What a shepherd to leave 99 and go after one. And when until he find it, what all does he go through? What great lengths does he go to find it? How far did this? Let me ask you: how far did you? We sing the song "Prone to Wander." How far did you wander? How deep in the pit did you get? How dirty and defiled did you become? How long were you lost? What great lengths the Lord went to find his sheep. Verse 15. And there's no doubt he's going to find it. When he had found it, he layeth it, what's he do? Puts it on his shoulders. And when he, look at this. When he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, say, rejoice with me over one little sheep. Yes, I have found my sheep, which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented. One of the ladies in here said to me several times, if I'm a sheep, I'm a black sheep. Well, brothers and sisters, all of Christ's sheep are black sheep. Every one of them. Like the Shulamite maiden, his bride, they all say, I'm black. Look, come. He's good. He's good in his work. He said, other sheep, verse 16 in our text, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. You know, our Lord came first for the Jews, didn't he? All his time on earth was spent in Israel. He sent his disciples out to the Jew first. Why? Because they were the worst. They were the worst sinners of all. Those are the ones that killed him. He didn't be merciful. But he said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. That's a Gentile. I've got to go get it. I've got to go get them. And I will bring them. Them also I must bring. Who does the bringing? I will bring them. Bring my sons and daughters from afar, he said. They shall hear my voice. That's the gospel. There shall be one fold, Jew and Gentile. No more Jew and Gentile. No more male and female. No more. One fold. And one shepherd. Christ. They all know why they're there. Christ. Oh, he's good at his work. He said, I must bring. You remember that time that David, that a bear and a lion came and got one lamb? One little lamb. So how can that be? I don't know, but it did. To tell us what Christ did. Christ came, one little lamb. The roaring lion. Satan is a roaring lion. A bear in the woods, as it were. And our Lord single-handedly defeated him for the salvation of one little lamb. He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And then Hebrews says, when the chief shepherd shall appear. The chief shepherd. Our Lord, He said, I'll give you pastors. That's shepherd. Bishop is shepherd. I'll give you pastors after mine own heart. They shall feed you with knowledge. Men like their Lord. Men who have their Lord's glory and honor in mind. Men who would not dare share his glory for any. They don't come in their own name. They come in his name. He's the chief shepherd. In fact, you ask them their name like John, they won't tell you. Because it's the chief shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. Nevertheless, he has his shepherds that he's put in charge of his sheep to watch over them. And he told them, like Simon Peter, the first thing he said was, feed my lambs. Lambs. And he said, feed my sheep. Feed. Watch over them. Lead them. Tell them what I said. That's his voice. Speak to them. Preach to them. The gospel is his voice. And how good is our Lord? How good is his shepherd? Look at verse 11. Verse 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life, the sheep. Verse 15. I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 17. I lay down my life that I might take it again. I've received this commandment of my Father to lay my life down for the sheep. To give my life. Christ came to die. He came to live. And by his death, we live. He said, I give unto them life. The thief comes to kill. I came that they might have life, he said. And life more abundant. That is life with God. Eternal life. How do they live? By Christ dying. That's how. They live because Christ died. He said, I give my life. He gave his life. For who? Who did Christ die for? The sheep. He said down in verse 26, you believe not because you're not my sheep. What does that mean? They're goats. He didn't die for goats. He died for sheep. Whose sheep are they? He kept saying, my own sheep. They belong to me. Where did he get them? The Father gave them to me, he said. And he purchased them with his own blood. He purchased them. My sheep. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. You belong to the Lord. You're his sheep. If you believe him, if you trust him. All right, here's a few things about sheep. Tell me if you need a shepherd, then you're a sheep. A sheep is a helpless creature. It's one of the most helpless creatures on earth. They really are. Every single predator, they go after them. They cannot withstand. They cannot fight off one. They have no ability to defend themselves. That's sheep. That's me. That's it. They're helpless. They're dumb. They're stupid. Yes, I said the word. I used the word. They're stupid creatures. Yeah, they are. How stupid are they? They'll wander off eating grass and wander off eating grass, keep their head down eating grass till they fall off a cliff. They'll just fall off a cliff. They're not looking where they're going. They're stupid. Boy, they need somebody to watch over them. Prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Oh, we're kept by him. He's the only one able to keep us from falling. They're dumb. They're dirty. I know they look white from a distance. Get up next to them. You'll smell them. They're dirty. They need dipped all the time. They're subject to all kind of parasites. That's us, isn't it? Dirty. Easy prey. Prone to wander. Sheep have to gather together with other sheep. That's the nature. It's gregarious congregation. They're gregarious. They gather together. Goats. You see an old goat on a mountainside? He's just hanging out by himself. He doesn't need anybody. He'll eat anything. Weeds. You know, tin cans. Not sheep. They got to be with other sheep, don't they? They huddle together. They need each other. And wherever the sheep are, that's where the shepherd is. They love having a shepherd, don't they? They love the shepherd. They gather together. They love each other. They're bound together. They're owned by the shepherd. And he said, kept saying, they'll hear my voice. Not a stranger. This is how you know you're one of God's sheep. You love to hear the gospel. You love to congregate with the people of God. You love to flock together with God's people. You need to hear the Master's voice. Now, you need to hear the gospel. He said, the sheep will hear my voice. The voice of authority, the voice of comfort, the voice of peace, the voice of salvation, the voice of joy. He said, and they follow. Who do they follow? Me, Christ said. Not me. You're not following me. Not anybody has followed me. I know, you know, I'm the leader, but I'm just trying to point you to Christ. Like John, he preached, those two men left, quit following him, followed Christ. John said, my job's finished. I did my job. They're following him. But, they hear his voice and they follow him. And he says, I know them. They know me. And he says, look down at verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. I'm come that they might have life. This is how you know Christ is the good shepherd, the true shepherd, as opposed to these false ones. These false ones trying to make money and so forth, and make a name for themselves. Christ came, made himself of no reputation. Christ didn't come for fame, wealth. He who was rich became poor. This is how you know he's true. He gave everything, gave himself, that we might be rich. He came not to to take from us, but to give to us. That's how you know a true shepherd. That's how you know Christ. And he said, I give unto them eternal life. Verse 28. I love this. And I close. They shall never perish. So if you're a helpless, dumb, stupid, dirty animal of prey, prone to wander, but love to gather with God's people in the flock, and you eat only grass, you eat and feed on Christ the Lord, you want to be owned, you want to be kept, you need to be kept, you have no power of your own. Christ is your all. Christ is all you need. Christ is all your salvation. Christ is all your religion. If Christ all your hope, all your salvation, then the Lord is your shepherd. You must be a sheep, and you will never perish, and nobody will pluck you out of his hand. False religion says he has no hands but your hand. Well, I sure don't need a God like that. My God has hands, and he says I'm in them. And he says, no one can pluck me out. Boy, that's who I need. Stranger comes along, tries to woo you away. Christ says, you can't have it. Got to get by me first. Okay, let's stand and sing number, in closing, number 296.